Last week, our debate and your discussion of the use of genetically modified organisms in agriculture raised the issue of what's been causing the mysterious colony collapse in populations of bees.
The population of honeybees down roughly 25% across this country.
It's a simple equation. Without bees to pollinate many plants, the plants just don't grow.
The fear is most of the honeybees will be dead.
Dad, we have to do something. All the bees are dying.
Oh, no, no bees.
It was perfect timing for us. Our friends at Retro Report are looking back at an alarm bell in nature that first began sounding 7 years ago and made its way all the way to The Simpsons. Were bees taking cues from their queen about something bad in the environment?
Bees have this behavior called altruistic suicide. What happens is that a bee somehow knows she's sick, flies away from the hive so she doesn't infect her nestmates. And so we think that explains this behavior of collapse, why we're not finding dead bees and why we see this quick spiral down in the population.
That's bee scientist Dennis Van Engelsdorp, who spoke with the reporters at Retro Report about a mystery that continues to this day. Joshua Fisher is a producer for the Retro Report. He joins me now. Welcome, Josh.
Thank you.
So 7 years of studying this mystery, it continues to this day, as I said. Is there a culprit?
Well, there are several culprits, really. There's not any one particular thing that we can pin it on, although that was kind of the idea early on, that there was some sort of novel pathogen out there that might be causing this mysterious disappearance. But what the scientists have really come to is that it's lots of different factors working together in ways that they still don't entirely understand that's causing what they call colony collapse disorder.
And the situation is changing even as they're looking at this. Here's USDA bee research scientist Jeffrey Pettis.
We haven't seen as much CCD over the past few years. The classic symptoms of CCD have changed or disappeared, but we're still losing a lot of colonies. And that can be for a variety of reasons. Parasitic varroa mite, pesticide exposure, poor nutrition, nutritional stress, and in particular, we've been seeing a lot of queen loss. And so we're doing some queen experiments here. There's a multitude of things that beekeepers are facing to try to keep colonies alive, in addition to CCD.
So we spoke on this program about colony collapse in the context of GMOs, and the Monsanto executive who we spoke with last week was very keen to say it's all due to the varroa mite. Where does that stand at this point?
Well, the varroa mite is definitely probably the biggest issue facing beekeepers today, but that does not necessarily mean that it's the cause of colony collapse. I think there's been a lot of confusion. People were very interested in colony collapse or CCD, and it kind of became this catch-all phrase in some ways, referring to any time a bee colony died while colony collapse. But colony collapse is a specific kind of death, but a death from an infestation of varroa mite is something entirely different.
We're talking with Joshua Fisher, who's a reporter for a Retro Report. And this has all really changed the whole beekeeping culture, the ethos of beekeeping. It's something that we associate with the tranquil life of farming in America, and it's become very, very stressful. Here's Dave Hackenberg, a commercial beekeeper.
We're buying bees to keep our head above water. It's not the basic beekeeping that I remember as a kid and as a young guy running bees. You know, there's just a whole lot of things have changed. There's lots of days that I would like to pull the plug, you know, and just walk away. But I like what I'm doing. I mean, you know, it's something that gets in your system and doesn't go away.
So beekeepers have had to become, you know, pesticide managers and microbiologists on some level.
Yeah, they really have a lot to deal with. It used to be they'd lose maybe 5 or 10% of their colonies every year just through normal starvation or a hard winter or drought, this sort of thing. And when the varroa mite came in the 1980s, mid-1980s, it became a lot harder to keep bees healthy. And those difficulties have just expounded over time.
Looking at the complex situation of bee colony collapse, an environmental story that is the focus of this week's Retro Report. Joshua Fisher, producer for Retro Report, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.